Hi, it's Tony Bruschi. When you're not enjoying our haunting episodes of The Grave Talks, I invite you to check out our true crime and disaster podcast, Dark Side of Wikipedia, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of a recent episode of Dark Side of Wikipedia. A one-time civil rights attorney turned religious terrorist, Fred Phelps is one of the most hated individuals in the U.S. As the leader of a cult-like church in Topeka, Kansas, Phelps would terrorize families at military funerals and other public venues, spewing his hate and brainwashing his followers. Truly a shell of a human. Today, we discuss the dark history of the human cockroach that should have been eradicated from the earth sooner, Fred Phelps.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side of Wikipedia.
Fred Waldron Phelps Sr. was an American minister, or so he claimed, and civil rights attorney who served as pastor of the Westboro Baptist Church and became known for his extreme views against homosexuality and protests near the funerals of gay people, military veterans, and disaster victims who he believed were killed as a result of God punishing the U.S. for having bankrupt values and tolerating homosexuality. The Westboro Baptist Church, a Topeka, Kansas-based independent fundamentalist quote-unquote ministry that Phelps funded in 1955, has been called arguably the most obnoxious and rabid hate group in America. Its signature slogan, God Hates Fags, remains the name of the group's principal website. In addition to funerals, Phelps and his followers, mostly his own immediate family members, picketed gay pride gatherings, high-profile political events, university commencement ceremonies, live performances of the Laramie Project, and functions sponsored by mainstream Christian groups with which he had no affiliation, arguing it was their sacred duty to warn others of God's anger. He continued doing so in the face of numerous legal challenges, some of which reached the U.S. Supreme Court, and near universal opposition and contempt from other religious groups and the general public. Laws enacted at both the federal and state levels for the specific purpose of curtailing his disruptive activities were limited in their effectiveness due to the constitutional protections afforded to Phelps under the First Amendment. Gay rights supporters denounced him as a producer of anti-gay propaganda and violence-inspiring hate speech, and even Christians from fundamentalist denominations distanced themselves from him. Although Phelps died in 2014, the Westboro Baptist Church remains in operation. It continues to conduct regular demonstrations outside movie theaters, universities, government buildings, and other facilities in Topeka and elsewhere, and is still characterized as a hate group by the Anti-Defamation League and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Fred Waldron Phelps Sr. was born on November 13, 1929, in Meridian, Mississippi. The elder of two children of Catherine Johnston and Fred Wade Phelps. His father was a railroad policeman for the Columbus and Greenville Railway, a devout Methodist. His mother was a homemaker. In 1935, Catherine Phelps died of esophageal cancer at the age of 28. Her aunt, Irene Jordan, helped care for Fred and his younger sister, Martha Jean, until December 1944, when the elder Phelps married Olive Briggs, a 39-year-old divorcee. Fred distinguished himself scholastically and was an Eagle Scout. He also was a member of Pi Kappa, a high school social fraternity, president of Young People's Department of Central United Methodist Church, and was honored as the best drilled member of the Mississippi Junior State Guard, a unit similar to the Reserve Officer Training Corps. He graduated high school at 16 years old, ranking 6th in his graduating class of 213 students, and was the class orator at his commencement. After graduating from high school, he received an appointment to the United States Military Academy at West Point, but after attending a tent revival meeting, decided to pursue a religious calling instead. In September of 1947, at the age of 17, he was ordained a Southern Baptist minister and moved to Cleveland, Tennessee to attend Bob Jones College. A combination of Phelps' failure to retain the West Point appointment, which his father had worked hard to obtain, his abandonment of his father's beloved Methodist faith, and his father's remarriage to a divorcee, predicated a long estrangement from his father and stepmother, and by some accounts from his sister as well. Phelps apparently never spoke to his family members again and returned all of their letters, birthday cards, and Christmas gifts for his children unopened. Phelps dropped out of Bob Jones College in 1948. He moved to California and became a street preacher while attending John Muir College in Pasadena. The June 11, 1951 issue of Time magazine included a story on Phelps, who lectured fellow students about sins committed on campus by students and teachers, including promiscuous petting, evil language, profanity, cheating, teachers' filthy jokes in classrooms, and pandering to the lusts of the flesh. When the college ordered him to stop, citing a California law that forbade the teaching of religion on any public school campus, he moved his sermons across the street. In October 1951, Phelps met Margie Marie Sims and married her in May of 1952. In 1954, Phelps, his pregnant wife, and their newborn son moved to Topeka, Kansas, where he was hired by the East Side Baptist Church as an associate pastor. The following year, the church's leadership opened Westboro Baptist Church on the other side of town, and Phelps became its pastor. So here we are on the dark side of Wikipedia. This is one of the first episodes of 2021. We're recording this in October of 2020, so God knows what the hell the world's like in 2021, just to take note. But this has been one that I've wanted to get on the air for a long time. And you'll notice my intro was a little more dramatic. I don't know. I have more disdain for this individual than I think I do, like, almost anyone, including a lot of serial killers and such, because this piece of human excrement tormented so many people's lives in some of the most traumatic times, laying someone to rest. Just, I mean, I when he was alive, I was sitting there hoping and quite honestly praying that someone would just take a large Jeep and run him over. I'm amazed it never happened. It's the dark side of Wikipedia, everybody. My name's Tony Bruschi. Welcome. Our co-host today, Sean. And how are you this fine day?
Oh, I'm great. I'm curious to know what you think of Fred Phelps.
Just throwing it all out there. That's how I feel.
Human cockroach, shell of a human. Boy, we have talked about a lot of folks, a lot of low-level folks. And that intro, man, I mean, you really want to be besties with this fella once you both make it to heaven. Although he may not be north. He may have gone south.
I'm pretty sure he's probably in some sort of flaming pit right now. At least that's what I hope. I hope he doesn't even have the right to haunt anybody. I hope he's just rotting away. I don't know. I mean, this guy was a personification of evil. And it's a personification of evil where you don't have to kill anybody to be such a horrible human being. Because as far as we all know, he wasn't a murderer or anything like that. But there's allegations and such of other types of abuse that have come out about him from people who have left his ministry. I don't even like calling it that, because it's like, it's not, I respect ministries. This was not a fucking ministry. This was a fucked up cult of crazy people full of hate and just vile, just the worst human feelings a human being can have. And that's what they ran on. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know how the hell these people, quite honestly, have survived as long as they have. Because if they were, I run all these horrible scenarios through my head because that's how I am. If I were at a funeral for a loved one, or God forbid, a child or something, and these motherfuckers showed up, I would be there with a gun, and I would be, you know what, fucking lock me up at that point. You know, I would take them out and I would say, you know what, at least we're preventing them from doing this at other fucking people's funerals. because I see no point in them existing. I mean, it's just utterly disgusting what they do. And I'm not advocating somebody do that or anything like that. But I'm saying what I think that's how I would feel if they were picketing something of my family. I think at that point I'd be so down and out of it if it was that close of a family member. I would see no harm in just like, all right, this is my civic duty to remove these people from the face of the earth so they don't continue to torment other living humans. But holy shit, these are just disgusting individuals.
What's very interesting is when you look at a person and you say to yourself, how could you do something that is even worse than taking someone else's life? Obviously, as a murderer, that's
bad.
I don't think there's much worse you can do. But people such as this character that we're talking about today, you almost think, well, I mean, you could have just killed the person. You didn't have to continuously torment them and make their life a living hell and their friends and their families. Couldn't you have just put them out of their misery? Why did you have to continuously do all of these hatred things and take all these vile actions where you could have just killed him? They could have ended it, but he continued to affect so many people where a sinister individual, you have to think, wait a minute, I would think more of this person if they just killed somebody and are in jail. But to do what he did and to recruit others to do similar things, it's pretty sad where you would think more of a person if you would have just killed him opposed to what he did for years.
And it's weird. I mean, it's a weird combination of things to think of someone that way, because you naturally think, well, killing someone is the worst thing you can do. And in many ways it is. But to sit there and premeditatedly drive across the country with the sole intent of tormenting families that are suffering after their military son or daughter came back from war serving their country, or tormenting a family of someone whose son or daughter was gay. I mean, it's just utterly insane. And then to do that under the guise of God, under the guise of religion, is just utterly disgusting. And to me, it's like, how the fuck, you know, and I'm not anti-religion. I'm not anti this or that by any means. But I wonder, like, how the fuck did he not get struck by lightning? Why, you know, why didn't someone like that get struck down? Why is it that, you know, you can have, you know, innocent children and stuff, you know, be packing the halls of a place like St. Jude, yet Fred Phelps for so many years was able to run free and torment people left and right? And you go to the, well, everything happens for a reason and there's a purpose and this. What the fuck purpose was that? You know, if we get to ask that question someday when we're dead, that's going to be one of the first on my list. How the fuck did you let that one happen, or why? Because I don't understand it. And I don't know that there's a reason or what, other than just this is an example of human cruelty and what not to be. And if we need examples out there in our world of what not to aspire to, maybe that's it. But holy shit, you look at these people and you're just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And the only explanation I think you can logically ever come to is they're brainwashed and it's a cult. And that is, we all know with cults and stuff, people are very capable of being brainwashed. I don't see how anyone with logical thinking could possibly act in the ways that he did and his followers do. It's without being brainwashed and truly have some sort of extreme mental illness going on that allows them to act in such a way. That's the preview. If you want to hear the full episode, be sure to subscribe to Dark Side of Wikipedia wherever you download podcasts and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. That's Dark Side of Wikipedia.